In China, protests have erupted in the southern village of Wuhan. Residents there accuse the local government of seizing their land and selling it for profit. The town has been sealed off by police and paramilitary troops. More protests are planned for tomorrow. NPR's Louisa Lim was one of the few journalists to enter the besieged village. She sent this report.
It's all been sold, says the motorbike driver, waving at a huge swathe of green fields as we drive through Wuhan. These words are repeated again and again. The villagers here accuse local officials of selling 6.5 square miles of land to boost government coffers. They say it happened without compensation for the villagers, who didn't even realize their land had been sold. We used to survive on our land, says my driver. Now we have nothing left. Chickens are smuggled in for food at the village's barricade. Because police have sealed off the village, residents are having to sneak in supplies. The villagers have blocked the roads with tree trunks and strewn them with broken glass and piles of bricks to throw, should the authorities move in. So far, 4 villagers have been named as criminal suspects. 1 has died in police custody. Another of those named, Lin Zulian, says they can't back down now.
I will not regret, even if I die, for the interests of the villagers. It is the party's obligation and everybody's obligation to fight corruption. To do so, we must use the weapons provided by the legal system to fight to the end.
Lin Zulian is not a natural rebel. He joined the Communist Party in 1965 and was a village official for 8 years. But he can no longer stand by and watch.
It has been 20 years of loss, and it is not just the villagers' loss. It is besmirching the face of China's Communist Party.
At the village square, thousands of people, young and old, gather to shout slogans, an extraordinary sight in China. They yell, "Down with corruption," but also, "Long live the Communist Party." They're planning a big march on Wednesday, but these villagers emphasize they don't want to overthrow the Communist Party. They're just against corrupt local officials, and they think the central government can save them. That's what Wang Wentao, who's watching the rally, had been hoping too. But he was imprisoned twice after trying to petition the central government about his village's plight. He's from Xintuo, 6 miles away, where a plot of land the size of 37 soccer fields has been requisitioned. Wang says Wukan's tactics wouldn't work in his village.
We couldn't do this because too many people have been bought off by our local village chief. He won people over by paying them.
And this is another warning not to follow Wukan's lead. The local television channel is on a constant loop. It accuses Wukan's representatives of organizing riots and disrupting public order. In Longguang village, just 4 miles away, farmers take me to see the land they say was stolen from them 16 years ago. It's a vast plot the size of 55 soccer fields. It's never been built upon. In September, 1,000 angry villagers knocked down the surrounding wall to reclaim it. They remember that day with pride and fear.
Officials said we knocked down the wall illegally and that we're an illegal organization. Now they want to arrest our village representatives. We are very scared.
That was a villager who asked for his name to be withheld for fear of the consequences. The anger at land grabs is not just local, it's national. Official figures show more than 40 million Chinese farmers have lost land, with 2 million more being dispossessed every year. Here in Wuhan, it's come to a head. And the fact that so many villages here have their own grievances could push the authorities towards a hardline solution. Louisa Lim, NPR News.